This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morning, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Last kind of nice day of the week, and then the heat is coming back. Royals in action today. Vern's on Deck Show starts at noon. Big show for Cody and Gold. Their first day back from camp. Here's 2 hours. Have a day. You know what? I'll say
good
this.
For them, though.
Yeah. I'll say they deserve it.
Yeah.
You got to make that track every single day.
Oh, it's brutal.
You'd hate to see it.
You're lucky you never had to do it like, you know, we did back in the day where you're up at like 3 a.m. driving to St. Joe, looking at the horizon going, yeah, we're not going to get into practice today. We're going to get struck by lightning. And every time, you know, you get struck by lightning and you're so delirious driving up there at 3 in the morning so you can get there for practice. So I am glad you never had to experience the life of going to St. Joe before anybody wakes up in the free world, man, and you're the only one on the interstate. So
that could be an interesting poll question because whereas you had to do it during the week and get up at 3 o'clock to drive to St. Joe, my job for 2 years was the weekend warrior. So I went out there every Saturday and Sunday and got up at 6 o'clock on Saturday to get on the road by 7 to be sure I was there by 8:15.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do anything Friday night, and I couldn't do anything Saturday night because if I did, I was going to pay for it, and I didn't want to do that. So it's like, would you rather go Monday through Friday or go Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. No, Monday through Friday because that's what I'm used to. You know, we're all creatures of habit, right? Like no matter what you do in life or where you are, you're a creature of habit. You get up at the same time. You take your you do your thing. Mm-hmm. Like we all are creatures of habit. So if you threw a Saturday in there for me, I'm like, whoa, this is this is out of the realm of things. On Monday through Friday, it's just normal of you know getting up at that hour or a little bit earlier to get on up there to St. Joe. But you know, it was always fun being up there and kind of seeing the team come together. And I'm just stunned that this is it, dude. Like training camp started yesterday, I feel like. And now here we are some 21 days later or whatever. I'm sure the players don't feel this way. And Cody and Gold probably don't feel this way. But I feel like it just started, man. Like it literally just got going. And now here we are getting ready for that second preseason game. And you know, everything kind of moving in that direction towards the regular season. And Friday will be 3 weeks to go, you know, before we get to that regular season. So, yeah, it is time for training camp to start kind of wrapping up a little bit.
Yeah, it's to me, it's always like bittersweet.
Yeah.
Just because obviously the faster training camp gets over, the closer you are to the season.
Mm-hmm.
But also slow the F down, dude.
Right, but that's the other thing. So life is moving really fast. My daughter starts high school today.
And big day.
Yeah,
big day.
So freshmen have a half day, and so, you know, I'm a little verklempt over that. I mean, I was talking to one of our listeners on Twitter yesterday because my daughter's going to kindergarten, and I'm like, I remember when my daughters went to kindergarten, like it was yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And now they're both going in to high school. And you know, I kind of tell the story a lot, you know, about the start of the school year, because our old boss, John Hansen, was one of those type of guys that sometimes you didn't know if he was being serious or not, right? Like, you had a lot of dealings with John. You know, and it was a great boss. And he came to me before the first day of kindergarten. And obviously, we do this shift. And so you work till 10 o'clock. And he goes, "Are you going to the first day of school?" I said, "No, we're on the air." He goes, "No, you're going to be leaving the show early and you're going to the first day of school for your kids." Yeah. And I'll always remember that, because the boss before him called me when my wife was in labor and asked if I was coming in the next day. You know, and then that's where Josh got involved and goes, "I'll handle this." And that's when I knew Josh was a good egg, right?
You go live to the delivery room. "Bob, can you tell me what you think about this Royals team?" "It's a boy." "No, it's a girl." Shoot.
Yeah, because we did have that mistake in the delivery room. Yeah. Not going to lie, the umbilical cord was lopped over, and I was like, "Oh, my God, it's a boy.
I'm going to be a dad."
"No, that's a girl." I was like, "Oh, that's the umbilical cord?" I was like, "Damn, I was impressed."
"He's got his father's leg."
Men's wieners. I mean, I was like, "Whoa, look at that thing coming out of the stomach."
"That's definitely not mine. Jen, you want to explain this?"
And I go, "What is that smell?" And she goes, "That's the smell of your wife's skin." I'm like, "Okay.
What the hell was that?"
You make it really easy not to want to have children, like, ever. Like,
no, it's not. I mean,
if anybody down the road, when I'm like 55, is like, "How can you never have kids?" I'm like, "Well, I worked with Bob Fesco." And every other day there's a horror story about children.
But
went from "they don't take the trash out" to "you should have smelled my wife's skin."
She's, every time I tell that story, she's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're," because I walked in there, you know, just be a bullet shot. "I can't imagine what you'd be like. I mean, I'm a bull in China shop. You're like 10 bulls in a China shop."
"I'm the most dramatic person you'll ever meet. There's just no way."
"Oh my God, what the hell's that smell?"
Like, there's literally people compare me to like Vince Vaughn with children from Four Christmases. Like, when that baby pukes on him, and that's like his, that would be 100% my reaction. Like, I'm good with kids for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, "All right, go find your parents." Like,
that's right.
"That's enough with Uncle Dusty. Go have fun."
But when it's yours, it's like a dog, right?
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You don't mind when your dog licks you, but God forbid somebody else's dog licks you. You're like, "Ugh, get your dog off me, man."
Like, "Oh, that's your dog. It's cute."
Yeah.
Okay. Then you go home and talk to your dog in a voice that you don't say. You don't use that voice in public.
Right, exactly. You love your dog. It's like the kids. Like, the kids will poop all over you. They'll puke all over you. But at the end of the day, you figure it out. It's your kid, right? But if it's somebody else's kid, I don't blame you. Like, get the hell away from me, man. Handle your business over there.
There's something wrong with this boy.
Yeah.
No, congrats on the first day of high school. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. It'll be good to half day, you know, ease their way back into high school.
Because that's what they need.
Yeah, right. Half day. Whatever, man. Get your feet wet. Tomorrow, I think everybody's back full time, you know, from the high school level, and everybody gets to go back and do their thing. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Speaking of perfect, I think last night's game was pretty close to it. Right, got out to a 4-0 lead. Michael Walker was shoving, and the Royals are back to .500.
Yeah, that's where you need to be. Now you can really realistically start
just
talking about
keep
it. Right,
winning.
You got to sweep these Nationals today. Right, don't give it back, man. You're here now. Let's not get below this mark the rest of the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
No, it's. I mean, last night, you know, you gotta keep winning. You were heavy favorites on the money line last night. I think at the point before I left the station, I think they were like minus 188 or 189.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty significant for the Royals. And then today, you get Seth Lugo to go out there today, right? Big game today, and then you get three against the White Sox.
Right.
And
White Sox just beat Detroit last night 9-6, by the way. So they're not a slouch anymore.
And, you know, the thing about it is the White Sox are playing in a weird predicament that seems all too familiar probably for your Royals, because the White Sox season has been over since probably early June.
I would say February.
They traded away a former number one overall pick in Andrew Vaughn, and he's been absolutely nuts in Milwaukee. If you're not watching what Milwaukee's doing right now in the National League.
Best team in baseball. They've won 11 in a row.
I mean, they lit up Skeens last night.
Yeah.
Eight innings, eight runs, and they scored 14-0 against the Pirates, and that was Skeens. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Pirates suck, but, I mean, that's the best pitcher in baseball.
But it's Skeens. Yeah.
Not even close. Yeah. And normally doesn't, I don't know, pitch well against Milwaukee. I have no idea. But either way, you look at starters not playing Friday.
According to Fox 4, the starters are not playing on Friday at 9.
Can't wait. Don't eat them too.
If that's true, I ain't carving out time on Friday for that. I'll tell you why you should. Yeah.
But no, last night is a game in which, you know, it seems like in these first two games, you've had one of the guys that Vern always goes back to, and you always hear Vern say this, and we'll talk to Cotrero today at 9 as we always do on Wednesday, but your guys have to be your guys. Mm-hmm. And I thought last night that game was revolved around four players that really showed out. I thought that Michael Garcia's move from first to third.
Best play I've seen all year by the Royals.
Which is where we love and hate Michael Garcia, because that was a gamble.
He
took off on first. There was a hard hit ground ball. That's a line drive. Double him up. That's another base running blunder. And we're all going, why can't they run the bases? But he gambled and got to third. That run ends up coming in because Vinny Pasquantino hits a sack fly. Runner in scoring position, Vinny Pasquantino.
And it's 1-0 right away. And you're playing a bad baseball team, mm-hmm. and you get a 1-0 lead right away. Like, to me, that was as fundamental a baseball game and a win as you can get. And that's why I like that game so much, because it was about doing baseball things. We weren't stuck to a spreadsheet. And when the spreadsheet came out and they pulled Walk out of the game and put the bullpen in, everybody got a little bit nervous. Did we not?
Sure did.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop using your spreadsheets and use your gut feeling and let these guys go. Cause that game was won last night, in my opinion, based on good baseball fundamentals. Michael Garcia's play in the first inning, as you talk about, I absolutely love that. I even tweet like, that's my favorite play of the year right there.
And he scores. Yep. Then he hits a home run later on. India seems like he's kind of maybe seems a little bit more relaxed in that seventh spot. He seems like his at-bats are more sound. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the home run last night that was jolted out to left. And they end up winning the game. They scored, what, 8 runs last night?
Yeah, 8-4 or whatever it was. And 8-5.
Their offense is playing better. They're hitting home runs at Kauffman Stadium. I get it that the weather's warmer. The ball moves a little easier. But either way you want to look at it, the offense is looking the way it should. They're back to .500. They're beating teams they should beat.
Right.
And like you said, I think today you can feel greedy. Go sweep the Nationals. And then, if you can, take at least, you have to, 2 out of 3 from Chicago, because you're now in the predicament where last night's win and the night before's win was great, but you gained nothing because the teams in front of you keep annoyingly winning or they idle. So Cleveland didn't play Monday. They win last night. Texas won last night. They won the night before. Yankees won last night. The night before. Boston won last night. So all the teams in front of you keep winning. So that's why it's hard to jump those teams. Now, fortunately for the Royals, there's only 2 teams ahead of them. One of them is Texas, who you will play in three games from now.
Yeah, next week. Big, what is it, 4 game series against
here
Texas?
Here in Kansas City, Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
So when you look at that and you think of that, you have to win these games, but then you have to take 2 out of 3 from Texas.
Right. No, you have to take 3 out of 4 from Texas.
Or 3 out of 4 from Texas, I'm sorry. So, yes, a great game last night. Wholesome, sound, fundamental game. And Michael Walker was great. He's been fantastic since the All-Star break. Michael Garcia had a big play. Vinny Pasquantino was huge. India hits a big play in the home run and 2-run shot. So that's what you got to do. Just keep winning and hit situational hitting. And they've done that.
Yeah, they really have.
They scored 7 runs on 2 outs last night.
Yeah, I mean, they have done a really nice job over these last couple of days of keeping a losing team losing. And now you're back to that .500 mark. Do not dip below that. Do not give it all back today. Today's one of those days. It's not a give back day. It's a go out there and kick ass day. Don't let your guard down or anything like that, or today game and an off day tomorrow. Like, the Royals aren't in a spot right now to be overlooking anybody, looking past anything, forgetting about today's game. They've got to go out there and they've got to win these games. And then you go take 2 out of 3 from the Chicago White Sox. I'd love a sweep of the Chicago White Sox, but if you sweep the Nationals, you take 2 out of 3 from the Chicago White Sox. Now you're talking about 5-1 in your first 6 games on the homestand. We can all live with that. And then the showdown with the Rangers sets up next week, which really, I mean, you're playing for the postseason next week, those games against the Texas Rangers. If you do what you're supposed to do today and this weekend, that's a playoff series next week. That is going toe-to-toe with a playoff team and a team that you need to beat to be in the playoffs. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And I think if they go out there and they take 3 out of 4 from the Rangers and people are feeling really good, I think you'll have a lot more people starting to go, okay, maybe they are a playoff team now. Maybe we can but start buying in to the Royals. So they've got an opportunity here bigger than they even know about. Go out there and take advantage of that opportunity, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.